And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 19th of October, 2009. It's the birthday of Miguel Asturias, born in Guatemala City, 1899, one of the early Latin American modernist writers, one of the forerunners in the style of magical realism, best known for his novels Men of Maize, M-A-I-Z-E, and El Señor Presidente, a book he finished in 1933, living in exile in Paris. It wasn't published for more than a decade because of censorship policies in Guatemala under the dictatorship there. El Señor Presidente, a fictional account of Manuel Estrada Cabrera, who ruled Guatemala for the first two decades of the 20th century. Miguel Asturias spent much of his life in exile, much of it in Paris, first went there to be a student at the Sorbonne, started a magazine there, Tiempos Nuevos, returned to Guatemala, began a diplomatic career, but then there was a change of government. He was expelled. His citizenship was taken away. In 1966, a new president was democratically elected, and Asturias was welcomed back to Guatemala, citizenship reinstated, and he was appointed ambassador to France, where he spent most of the rest of his life. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1967. It's the birthday of Tracy Chevalier, born in Washington, D.C., 1962, author of the best-selling book Girl with a Pearl Earring, set in 17th-century Holland, purporting to tell the story of the model who's the subject of the painting by Jan Vermeer, Girl with a Pearl Earring. It was made into a movie, got 3 Academy Award nominations. It was on this day 50 years ago the play The Miracle Worker debuted on Broadway, the story of how Annie Sullivan educated the young Helen Keller, who was blind and deaf and could not speak. The play starred Anne Bancroft, Patty Duke, ran for over 700 performances. The Miracle Worker was written by William Gibson, who died just last year. In an interview a few years ago, someone asked him why the play had such lasting power, and he said, "It's a symbol of everybody's effort to get out of our own personal dungeons into contact with the larger world." Here's a poem for today by Kevin Brown. Diagramming won't help this situation. Grammatical rules have always baffled me, leaving me wondering whether my life is transitive or intransitive, if I'm the subject or object of my life. And no one has been able to provide words to describe my actions, even if they do end in ly. But now the problem seems to be with pronouns. I am unwilling to be him, and you are unable to be her. So we will never be them, the ones talking about what they need from the grocery store because the Rogers are coming for dinner tonight, the couple saving for a vacation, perhaps a cruise to Alaska, or a museum tour of Europe, the two who meet with a financial advisor to plan their children's college fund while still managing to set enough aside for their retirement. And so we will continue to be nothing more than sentence fragments, perfectly fine for effect, but forever looking for the missing part of speech we can never seem to find. A poem by Kevin Brown, Diagramming Won't Help This Situation, from a collection Exit Lines, published by Plainview Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing and online surveys. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.